Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Harshman. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The left fielder, Chuck Deering. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Filley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Pyburn. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ev Palicka. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ev Palicka. And now, play ball. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. Rivera scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Doby moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Triando scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harshman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Triandos moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Triandos moves to third. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda takes first base on ball four. Smith moves to second. Opalica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palica is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Triandos scoops it up and throws to first, with Palica covering, for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive towards third. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams strikes out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-1 in the game. Deering hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Doby moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground for an out. Doby moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Triandos for the out. One out. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Pyburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox catches it and throws to first to double up Pyburn. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0 for 1 in the game. Harshman bunts towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rivera is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Miranda hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Opelika is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Opelika is 0 for 1 in the game. Opelika hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into left field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 2 in the game. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Deering. The throw from Lawler and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Pyburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0 for 1 in the game. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Triando scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harshman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Smith reaches second base with a double. Jim Dyke pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith moves to third. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hale pinch hits for Opalika. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Marsh now playing shortstop. Fred Bissina now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Deering. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rivera moves to third. Fox moves to second. Bubba Phillips pinch runs for George Kell. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Rivera scores. Fox moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields it and throws to home to get Fox. Phillips moves to third. Doby moves to second. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing third base. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Deering takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Philly reaches second base with a double. Deering goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 White Sox. Dixie Howell now pitching. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Gus Triandos. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly scores. Boyd moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. Tito Francona pinch hits for Jim Pyburn. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is walked intentionally. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardner strikes out. There goes Boyd. The throw from Lawler and Boyd is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boyd now playing first base. Tito Francona now playing right field. Chuck Deering now playing center field. Dave Philly now playing left field. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bridewesser pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Howell trying to get to third. Francona throws the ball into Marsh, who relays the ball to Adams, who tags Howell for the out. Rivera moves to second. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser now playing shortstop. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Bissina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bissina strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Zivirink now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lawler strikes out. There goes Doby. The throw from Smith to second, and they've got Doby trapped. There's the throw to Gardner, and Doby is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 4 in the game. Adams is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Deering hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Bridewesser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boyd hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Boyd reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Francona is walked intentionally. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 4 in the game. Gardner bunts towards the mound. Howell fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Howell. Boyd scores. Francona moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.